Jay Sean with Down. It's Paul Marsh here on Express, just creeping up to 25 minutes past 11. I'm delighted to say that I've been joined in the studio by Danielle Eberhardt. Danielle, thank you so much for joining me.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
What, you seem all embarrassed. What are you embarrassed about?
I'm embarrassed.
I was thinking about this morning, how long we've actually known each other
yes.
for. I reckon it's got to be around about 15 years.
Yes, I know.
Something
it's a long,
like that.
Long time.
It's funny, isn't it? And like, yeah, so way, way, way back, mid 2000s, late 2000s
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
No, I'm giving away our age. Not as young as what we used to be.
No.
So you work for the Portsmouth City Council, which is where a lot of people will know of you, and you know, paths will have crossed and all that. You're not here for that today. What you are here today to talk about is doing a skydive.
I am, yes.
We've just been talking about it off air. I did a skydive a couple of years ago, and I'm similar to you. You said you've kind of developed a fear of heights literally recently.
Mm-hmm. As I've got older.
It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like
is.
Fairground rides, isn't it? You can't do
yeah,
that anymore.
And my son is a fanatical about roller coaster rides.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That one's not very good. I've heard that one's not very good. Don't go on that one.
Yeah.
So let's just talk about, is it all right to talk about your mum?
Yes, of course, yeah.
So you're doing this in memory of your mum,
yeah.
who died. Now, I'm going to botch this, and I do apologise. She died from mesothelioma?
Mesothelioma.
There you go. Which is linked to asbestos.
That's
and
correct.
An uncle of mine, he didn't die from that, but again, it was linked to asbestos. And it's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
It really, really is. You know, to sort of see them struggling to breathe and all that, it's horrific.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, it's also because her death was completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're raising money for Rowan's.
I am.
Is that where
yeah.
your mum sort of spent the last...
Yeah, and their care was absolutely
yeah.
second to none. It was absolutely amazing. And they're reliant basically on donations and fundraising. I think they get very little funding through the government.
Hmm.
The good thing about that charity, when you do donate to that charity, you know that 100% all of that money goes directly to the Rowan's Hospice. And, yeah, it's just the most amazing place, and I'm just glad that my mum died peacefully in their care.
It's funny, isn't it? Rowan's Hospice, I don't think you can speak to too many people in Portsmouth
no.
who have not had some dealings somewhere along the line with Rowan's Hospice. It's
yeah.
like... An institution is the wrong word, possibly, but, you know, everybody knows about the Rowan's, and everybody has been there, and everybody has unfortunately had somebody that's passed through Rowan's.
Yeah.
But everybody says the same thing about the people that work there and the care
yeah,
that they give,
incredible.
And they are just fantastic.
Yeah, they really, really are.
So let's talk about the skydive, if it's okay. I don't want to sort of bring you out in a sweat already. Talk to us a little bit about the skydive. Tell us where it is, what you're doing, etc.
It's in Seoul. It's on 22nd of September, and I will be falling 5,000.
You won't be falling.
Well,
you'll be gracefully parachuted.
That's all I really know, and I'll think about it on the day. It's a long way off yet.
Now, you have been raising money already, and
yeah.
you have been doing really, really well, haven't
you? I
have,
yeah. £805, I think I'm at already.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
And the thing is with this, and when is it, by the way? It's not for a while, is
no,
it?
No, it's the 22nd of September.
So we have got a while, and, you know, we're going to help you push this as much as we can.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, like I say, you've got a while to go. You've got plenty of time to build up that fear. Well, I've told you, honestly, you've got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Except the straps breaking or something.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much, Paul.
But, you know, I know that you've already hit your target in what you wanted to raise, but basically, you know, like we say, the Romans is so important that we want to continue to raise as much for this as possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
If people do want to donate, other than, you know, literally stopping you in the street and giving you a 10 or a 20 quid or something like that, how can they donate?
Oh, I've got a link.
Okay, I'll tell you what then. So if you give me the link,
yes.
and then what we'll do, we'll put it on all of our socials.
Oh, thank you so much.
We'll put
much.
It on all of our... So if you go to any of our socials, Express FM on Facebook and Twitter, etc. like that, find the post for today's show, my show today, and then we'll put it underneath that so that you can go straight to that post. And that's... Is it a Just Giving page or
yes,
something like
is.
That?
It's a Just Giving page. Thank you so much.
That's all right. Well, what you're doing... How did the idea come around? You know, because like you say, you are clearly terrified of this. So so did somebody bring the idea up to you?
Well, actually, I host business networking events, and the Rowan's Hospice attend my events. And I said to Alice that I really wanted to give something back to the Rowans, having lost my mum. And she sent me a list of all different, like you can walk on hot coals and all these different things. I've done great self-run sort of running events, so I wanted to do something that was a bit different. And actually, my uncle did a skydive when he was 101 years old.
Wow.
So he did inspire me as well.
And that's amazing.
If he can do it, then I can do it. So, yeah.
So
I quite like a challenge.
Well,
it's fun. It's something to do. And it makes you feel alive, won't it?
Well, like I say, I have done it. And that's the one thing that I can tell you. It absolutely makes you feel alive. It is exhilarating.
Yeah.
So of all the things that you could have chose on there, you possibly chose the one thing that you are literally the scared of the most.
Yeah.
No bake sales or, you know, anything else like that that you could have done?
No, I wanted to do something with a bit of a challenge.
Well, it is more than a challenge. Like I say, we'll post the link on all of our different socials and bits and pieces like that. You mentioned that you do your network lunching meetings. When is the next one for that?
The next one is Thursday, the 21st of March. They're always on the third Thursday of each month. They vary at different locations. The next one is at the Gaiety Bar on South Parade Pier, 12 to 2 p.m.
Now, people can't just turn up for this, can they?
No. They'll need to email me to confirm they can come. I've got currently, I think, about 30 businesses due to attend. There'll probably be about 40 actually on the day. But if you are an SME or a national size company, then you're very welcome to attend.
Well, I know that they are very popular and everything else like that. So if you are thinking of going to one of these networking meetings, then it is something you need to book up for quite early. Danielle, thank you so much for coming in. I really, really do appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
I know that what you're doing is amazing. I know the reason that you are doing it is amazing.
Yeah.
I wish you nothing but the best. I know that I'm winding you up and I'm doing this on purpose, but honestly, it is a great thing to do. The money you are raising, and that's what you've got to think about. It's the money that you're raising.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think people possibly just don't like you and they just want to see you in pain.
Yeah, that could be the other reason.
Danielle, thank you so much for coming in. I really do appreciate it. And again, I am just going to say that I'm going to get the link off of Danielle and I'll put it on all of our Facebook and our Twitter pages. So if you want to donate something towards Danielle jumping out of a plane, which is her utmost fear, but don't worry because all of your money is going to go to the Rowan's Hospice. Danielle, thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Right, we're going to play a track now from Example. This goes into Mockers. He phoned up and requested this one earlier. It's Example. I've never been afraid of the highest height.